Proclamation number 7638, dated the July 2nd, 1960. The measure you give will be the measure you receive. Single quote. And you'll receive the same measure you give to your neighbor. You will receive to the same extent as you are willing to give. You need never suffer hardship if you share your possessions with your fellow human being in need. And I will bless you at all times, because you will be acting according to my will by merely being lovingly active. You should know that your reward in heaven will only be small if you only selfishly consider yourselves on earth. If you get as much out of life as possible without considering your neighbor, in that case you will have received your reward on earth already. Then you will receive earthly possessions which are transient, because you aren't acquiring the love which can follow you into eternity. Yet you should give with love. The prospect of reward should never motivate you to be lovingly active, for then true love will be missing, which turns your offerings into true gifts in the first place. And you will receive the measure you give yourselves. You'll receive in a spiritual and earthly way according to your will to give, and be able to travel your earthly path richly blessed and never suffer adversity. The reward you receive in the spiritual kingdom for your way of life will make you very happy, for every deed of love results in light and strength in the beyond, with which you will subsequently be able to work for your own blissful happiness. I myself will give to you, just as you gave to your neighbor, except that my gifts are boundless, that I give an abundant measure, that my love for you will reflect your gifts all thousandfold, and that you therefore will not suffer deprivation, neither on earth nor in the spiritual kingdom. Hence you can gather immense wealth for yourselves on earth, which will follow you into eternity, if only you always let neighborly love speak. If you take notice of the other person's adversity and try to reduce it, and this adversity can be spiritual as well as earthly. If you ease a spiritual adversity, your spiritual gain will be great indeed, for then you will be providing for yourselves for eternity, and one day the soul will be grateful to you for what you offered it. Earthly adversity will come to an end, because the human being will not live on earth forever. Spiritual adversity, however, is persistent and can last for an infinitely long time if the soul does not receive help to release itself from it. And since I send you an unlimited amount of spiritual knowledge, you should also pass it on and thereby please your neighbor, who will experience spiritual adversity for as long as he does not know the truth, as long as he has not found the path to me and seriously thinks about his purpose on earth. You can help him to do so, then you will truly have carried out an act of Christian neighborly love, for which you will be richly rewarded one day, for then you will have worked on my behalf. You will have tried to attract your neighbor to me and allowed me myself to speak through you, which will never be without blessing for you and for your neighbor. For every person suffers adversity who has not yet actively approached me, and every person shall be offered the opportunity to establish a heartfelt relationship with me, his God and Creator of eternity. For I want to be a father to him, and I want to be recognized by him as his father, and if you help him with this and thereby return my child to me, your work for me and my kingdom will be blessed. And I will give to you as you give to others, and you will never go short, neither in a spiritual nor earthly way, for your Father in heaven grants you gifts in abundance, because he loves you. Amen.